The director of the Chamber of Commerce, Carlo Telen, is warning that Luxembourg's social systems and economic competitiveness are under threat. A new French statistical report shows cross-border workers from the Grand Est region earn an average of 65% more in Luxembourg than locally. Police confirm a 39-year-old driver has died from injuries sustained when his car crashed into the back of a lorry on the A3 near Dudelange early on Saturday morning. Enerbos has announced electricity price cuts starting in the new year, with rates dropping by an average of 2.5 cents per kilowatt hour. In other news, Belgium's general strike enters its third day with widespread disruption. Struggling French retailer Auchan plans to rebrand all 300 supermarkets as Intermarché and Netto franchises by late 2026. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer says President Zelensky believes the majority of the peace plan text can be accepted, though the White House warns delicate details remain. And British Finance Minister Rachel Reeves delivers the government's annual budget to the House of Commons later this morning. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. It should be a cloudy but mostly dry day, and we might even see some sunshine. Temperature-wise, we're looking at 2 degrees this morning and highs of 6 degrees in the afternoon.